It is the Coach Show, Neil Atkinson with Andy McCann, with Joel Sanderson Murray and with Ian Ryan. Vicky Tidmarsh and Alex Hurst are on very soon, speaking to John Gibbons as well. It is, as ever, a big palaver. We're going to focus in on Chelsea's game against West Ham United. We're going to ask the question, are Manchester United real? And then we'll also have a little look at Leicester and Spurs. But Vicky will be on Leeds and Alex will be on Newcastle. But I want to start with the sort of general theme of the weekend, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe you'll disagree with me, Andy, but it feels to me as though this is a little bit of the European teams bite back. We've got to be honest here. These are the best teams with the deepest squads, but that's always sort of been the point. Liverpool, Chelsea and United all win really well. Liverpool the best, but Chelsea and United do well as well. City win a tough game and Spurs lose to Leicester, but Leicester are European side too. Everton are in the ascendancy. They beat Arsenal. I said I'd attach the stats bomb race charts for Chelsea and City's games. I didn't, sorry. But what's interesting is that both West Ham and Southampton don't create much, Andy, after we get to beyond the 65th minute mark. And I think that there's an element here, isn't it, that suddenly these sides are having to do three games a week and the mental and physical toll, you got to see it.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Klopp actually made a point of it, didn't he? He said he was asked about the early kickoff as well with Palace, and he said, he didn't say it's irrelevant, but he said, we're all on the same page now, though. He said they've played midweek. He said, let's see how they handle it. And I think, yeah, I think absolutely the European teams who've done it with different variants of success, but are used to doing that. It's almost like no training in it. They come in and they have a recovery day. They probably do a day of technical set pieces, etc., and then just get straight back out there. And it was interesting to see that the ones that have got a bit of experience in doing it have all won. Is that right? Tottenham, the only one who didn't.
Well, Tottenham did, but Tottenham were playing Leicester.
Yeah, so it was like a... But everyone who's had a bit of that have won, and it shows, obviously, that there is a logic in it, and maybe, you know, the whole country is telling us he's wrong, but maybe Mr. Klopp has got a little bit of nous and knows it and does understand the impact of it. And you can see the players. And I thought one of the best things, I know we're not going to touch on our game on this, but Henderson in his interview afterwards, and amongst seven goals, amongst getting all praise, and he just said, it's going to be nice to go and train for a week. He said, to go in and train and do things that we enjoy doing and learn. He said we haven't done it for that long. He said, it'd be great just to train. He said, but no, I think, yeah, it was an interesting weekend, and maybe everyone's justified in them saying it does take your toll on you.